The sun hasn't been up long in Carrollton, Kentucky, but Sarah Wiedenhafer is already well into her workday.
So we are asking to continue this for a couple weeks.
Wiedenhafer works as a public defender in Kentucky, which has a statewide system for indigent defense called the Department of Public Advocacy. She's one of 11 attorneys who works out of the Boone County office, and today she's spending her morning in Carroll County District Court.
So the only purpose for the stop would have been the expired tax?
Yes, ma'am. And the
majority of people appearing in court today are Wiedenhafer's clients. She bounces from one case to the next, greeting each person with a smile and asking the judge to consider setting or lowering the bond for clients who are currently in jail. It's dizzying to watch her manage it all. And while she makes it look easy, she says it isn't.
I think ultimately the big draw for me is that it's an opportunity to give back.
Wiedenhafer handled so many new and old cases on this day, we couldn't keep track of them all. According to the Kentucky Department of Public Advocacy's annual report from last year, the number of new trial cases has jumped nearly 15% in the past 10 years. The state's governor proposed a budget last year that would have added 44 more attorneys to help deal with the increase in caseloads, but legislators slashed the proposal from the budget, so caseloads aren't getting any easier to manage. Last year, Kentucky public defender caseloads averaged about 55% above national standards. It's an issue public defenders across the nation are grappling with, regardless of how their state system is set up. But the Sixth Amendment Center says a statewide system provides more oversight of public defense services. In its report released last year, the center listed several recommendations to improve Indiana's public defense services, which Carroll says currently vary from county to county.
The level of justice people receive very well can depend on what side of a county line your crime is alleged to have been committed.
The report says Indiana's public defense system is inherently flawed because it both institutionalizes and legitimizes the choice of counties to not fulfill the minimum parameters of effective representation. Counties are free to, and do, forego state money in order to avoid oversight. Some of the other recommendations include creating a mandatory training and supervision system and a system to ensure compliance with all standards. It also suggests creating a statewide appellate defender office, which is something Illinois has. But some question whether adopting a centralized public defender system is best for Indiana. Bud Heron is part of a three-member public defender board in Bartholomew County.
I think that every county by size, by the nature of its population, rural, suburban, urban, has different situations. And I think that any time we try to do a state-down, one-size-fits-all thing, we run into the possibility of waste. We run into the possibility of overshooting the runway.
The county created the Public Defender Board last year and tasked it with coming up with recommendations for improving public defense here. Heron says they've seen a jump in the number of people in need of a public defender.
We have, by estimate, 200 more cases that moved through in 16 than moved through in 15 that required public defenders.
Bartholomew County is trying to be proactive about the problem, especially after hearing about the lawsuits filed against Johnson and Allen counties.
We don't want that to happen here, not just because we don't want the expense of it. We don't want the possibility of retrying cases that were considered not adequately represented. We want to do it because it's the right thing to do. Because the people deserve this.
Rather than going all in by complying with the Indiana Public Defender Commission standards and qualifying for reimbursements, the board is recommending Bartholomew County fix what it has in place. Here, judges appoint one of 11 part-time public defenders to cases. Under the board recommendations, that would change. They want the county to hire two additional part-time public defenders, as well as a chief public defender who would oversee and appoint them. Heron says it will eliminate potential ethical problems like those pointed out in the Sixth Amendment Center's report.
It's something that neither the judges nor the attorneys want to be involved in, just because it casts an ethical cloud over our judiciary. And if there's anything in this country that we need for sure to have the very highest of respect and the highest of accountability, it's the judiciary.
Heron says the biggest hurdle is getting the county to approve the funding needed to implement the recommendations, which could cost thousands of dollars. And that may be the biggest challenge facing the system as a whole. According to the most recent information available from the Department of Justice, in 2012, state governments only spent $2.3 billion nationally on indigent defense.
We can always use more money, more people, more space. We're out of space.
That's Monroe County Chief Public Defender Michael Hunt. His office has one of the most robust systems in Indiana, with 15 full-time attorneys on staff. But Hunt says it wasn't easy to get here.
When I tried to get into the state reimbursement program, it meant that we needed more attorneys to meet the caseload standards. That required the county council to hire more people, and I got, three or four years of pushback where they wouldn't let me apply until I saved enough money from fees we get to hire a couple of attorneys and say, okay, we're going to hire these attorneys, and then you're going to start being reimbursed some money, and so it's kind of a wash, and it'll save the county money.
Hunt says he can't speak for other counties, but he's pretty happy with the type of public defense provided here. Because Monroe County has a public defender office, there's also support staff to help with the time-consuming tasks associated with defending cases. That's a luxury many counties in Indiana don't have.
We have new charges. We have probation violations.
Back in Kentucky, Wiedenhafer says that's one of the biggest benefits of a statewide public defense system. There are more resources for attorneys representing the indigent here.
I think there is absolutely an argument to be made that the state-run system provides more consistency, if from no other standpoint than the training that we as attorneys representing the defendants receive and the expectations that are on us as far as trying to advocate their best interests.
But it's hard for Wiedenhafer to say whether adopting a statewide system like Kentucky's could benefit Indiana, because she's never served as a public defender here. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.